Peter. Damn it. It must be here. I have to find it. It must be somewhere. You must help me find it.
Calm down.
You must help me.
Hillary. Help me find it. That's a scene from The Beast with Five Fingers about a hand that turned into a monster. Joining us now is Tara Parker Pope, who writes the Well column for our partner, The New York Times. In the H1N1 era right now, as we head into flu season, quite literally, everybody's hand is the beast with five fingers capable of transmitting swine flu. Right, Tara?
Well, at any time, our hands are, you know, definitely covered with germs. And I think it's interesting because people hear this advice about washing your hands. We've heard it from our mothers. Now we're hearing it from health officials. I heard it the other day at my daughter's school. The nurse was giving a lecture to the parents, hand washing. And people aren't really paying attention. It doesn't sound very important, but the data show that it's really quite important in staying healthy.
Well, how does this new report in the journal Risk Analysis really add to the sort of cliche of wash your hands? Everybody's told that, but, you know, as you say, people don't pay attention.
Well, there's a couple studies that came out of Berkeley that are quite fascinating, looking at how often we touch our faces. And the scientists at Berkeley did some mathematical models to try to determine the role that clean hands or dirty hands can play in our health in flu season. And they concluded that about a third of your risk, if you were in a school or a dorm or taking care of a sick family member, about a third of your chance of getting sick comes from hand-to-face contact. So touching your lips, your nose, your eyes, that's a big way that we get the flu. And I think once you realize how important your hands are in this, then you start looking at them differently and you know, thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I need to wash more often.
It's the beast with five fingers, in fact. So let's talk a little bit about countermeasures. Does hand sanitizer help, or is it more we have to wash our hands and keep them in our pockets?
This is the thing. I mean, hand sanitizer, alcohol, you want to use an alcohol-based sanitizer, but it's really just as effective. In fact, they recently did a study in Australia where they took a seasonal version of H1N1. It wasn't the swine flu, but it was an H1N1 virus. And they, you know, used copious amounts on these volunteers who had all had a flu shot, thankfully, to lower their chance of actually getting sick from this experiment. But it's the equivalent. What they put on your hands is if you have a runny nose and you have the flu and you wipe your nose with your hand, that is a lot of virus you're putting on your hands. They, you know, replicated this. And then they compared soap and water, alcohol-based sanitizers. It's about the same. And they're both very effective. So it's always good to wash your hands. Personally, you know, I like to actually wash away, you know, the grime from my hands with soap and water. But if you're someplace in school or before you eat or in a restaurant, you know, these hand sanitizers are quite effective.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about one piece of data in this set of studies that really caught my eye. On average, students touch their eyes, noses, and lips 47 times during a 3-hour period. That's once every 4 minutes. Between washings, how long do you have before your hands once again become a virus vector and become as filthy and transmittable as they were before you washed?
Well, it all depends on where you are and what you're doing, and that's why this paying attention to how often you touch your face is so important. You know, they did a study it just appeared, I think, this month in a medical journal. In Britain, they talked to commuters about hand washing, and they tested their hands, and people were just as likely to say they'd wash their hands as not. But they found out that a quarter of these people had fecal bacteria on their hands. Now, half these people who had contaminated hands said they had just washed their hands. So it suggests either they're lying or they may have just picked it up on the train or the bus or wherever. So that's why this hand-to-face contact is so important.
Right.
You don't realize how often you are touching your face, and you don't know what's on your hands. So that's why I think frequent hand washing and don't touch your face all the time. Don't, if you do your own experiment, sit there for a while and you'll just start realizing how often you want to reach and rub your nose or scratch your eye.
All right. Well, it's good to think about. That's a takeaway this morning. An epidemiologist on this program actually suggested no hand shaking during this period. Tara Parker Pope writes the Well column for our partner, The New York Times. Hand washing. It's the only way to deal with that beast with five fingers.
Wash with soap and water.
Wash with soap and water.
Wash your hands, folks. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.